Good morning. It's 6:42. It's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. 19-year-old Bianca Murray is not sure she wants to get a COVID-19 vaccine, even though she's eligible now. All the rumors and misinformation on the internet have her concerned. Bianca is a producer of Off Mic, a new podcast from Philly Audio Diaries. That's a youth radio project that gives the microphone to young people of color. For the podcast, Bianca spoke with a vaccine expert, Dr. Paul Offit, at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who managed to dispel some of her fears.
I'm really, really skeptical about getting the vaccine. I don't really know what it is. So can you enlighten me on that and let me know how it would affect me, and will it affect me daily?
Well, so it's fair to be skeptical. I think you should be skeptical of anything you put into your body. I think, though, there's a difference between someone who's skeptical and someone who's cynical. There's someone who others may say, I don't care what the pharmaceutical companies say. I don't care what the FDA says. I don't care what the CDC says, Centers for Disease Control. I don't care. I've read what I've read on the internet. I realize that it's possible I could get this vaccine and become a zombie, and so I'm not going to get this vaccine. That's not a vaccine skeptic. That's a vaccine cynic.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. But I just think it's because they're misinformed.
I'm with you. I think they're misinformed too. And there's a lot of bad information out there. Information like that the vaccine can make it so that you won't be fertile, that you can't have babies, or that the vaccine would affect you when you're pregnant or when you're breastfeeding. Or there's just so much bad information about this, that the vaccine gives you the infection, you know, or that wearing masks give you the infection. It is hard to watch. Not just the level of misinformation that out there, but the degree to which people who are who should be far better at this are authority figures at sort of dispelling that misinformation.
So do you recommend getting the vaccine?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, I'm on the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee. When we recommend that the vaccine be approved for use, the criteria that we use are, would I get that vaccine myself, and would I give it to my family? If the answer is yes, then you recommend it for other people's families. So yes, most definitely.
So what is the risk of not getting the vaccine?
The risk of not getting a vaccine is that you risk catching and dying from this virus. Now, you guys are young. I mean, 92% of the deaths from this virus are in people over 55. 40% of the deaths occur in people who are in nursing homes. If you look at people less than 21 years of age, which comprise 26% of the U.S. population, they account for 0.08% of the deaths. So you're unlikely to die. That said, you can get sick and pretty sick.
What's the cost of the vaccine, and can you get it for free?
It's free.
Free? Okay.
Your tax dollars paid for this vaccine.
Off-mic producer Bianca Murray speaking with Dr. Paul Offit. Off Mic is a new podcast from Philly Audio Diaries, part of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and these stories are made possible by a grant from the Independence Public Media Foundation.